Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another episode of Build Your Stoic Core. Ever feel like you're stuck in a whirlwind of stress and negativity? Like the world's got this giant doom scroll button pressed, and there's just no escaping the bad vibes. Listen, I get it. We are bombarded with negativity every single day. But what if I told you there is a secret weapon to not only survive, but truly thrive in this chaotic world? It's something ancient yet incredibly powerful: gratitude and positivity. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate these amazing qualities, not as some airy-fairy concept, but as real, tangible tools that can change your entire outlook. First things first, let's talk about why this matters so much. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you for your fancy latte, it's a mindset shift. It's about actively noticing the good things in your life, no matter how small, and letting them nourish your soul. Positivity, on the other hand, isn't about being blindly optimistic. It's about choosing to focus on solutions, not problems, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and remembering that even in tough times, there's always a reason to keep going. Now, here are five key takeaways that will help you cultivate this awesome combo of gratitude and positivity. 1. Start your day with intention. Seriously, it's like setting the tone for your entire day. Instead of jumping into those emails or social media feeds first thing, take a moment to appreciate something: the sunshine streaming through your window, a delicious cup of coffee, even just the feeling of being alive. This simple act sets a positive vibration for everything that follows. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Think of it as a daily love letter to your life. Every day, jot down at least 3 things you're grateful for, big or small, they all count. It could be anything from a heartfelt conversation with a friend to the resilience you found in overcoming a challenge. 3. Reframe your thinking. You know that feeling when something frustrating happens and your mind automatically goes into doom and gloom mode? Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this truly as bad as it seems? Are there any positive aspects to this situation? Can I learn something from this experience? 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, although that can be super helpful. It's about being fully present in the moment, savoring the little things, and appreciating the beauty around you: a warm cup of tea, a sound of laughter, the feeling of fresh air on your skin. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments. Big or small, every win deserves to be celebrated. It could be finishing a project, mastering a new skill, or simply showing up for yourself when things got tough. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling groggy and stressed about that big presentation you have later in the day. Your mind starts racing with worries. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not good enough? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember to practice what we just talked about. You start your day with intention by appreciating the sunshine streaming through your window and take a few deep breaths to center yourself. You then write down 3 things you're grateful for in your journal: your cozy bed, a delicious breakfast, and the opportunity to share your ideas with others. As you prepare for your presentation, you reframe your thinking, focusing on the excitement of sharing your knowledge and the satisfaction of doing a good job. Suddenly, that feeling of anxiety melts away, replaced by confidence and calm. You nail that presentation. The point is, cultivating gratitude and positivity isn't just about feeling good, it's about rewiring your brain to approach challenges with resilience, embrace opportunities with enthusiasm, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. We've covered so much today: how gratitude can shift your perspective and how positivity empowers you to face challenges head on. Remember, even the smallest act of kindness, the genuine smile, or simply acknowledging the beauty around you can ripple outwards, creating a chain reaction of positivity that impacts everyone around you. So go out there and be intentional about cultivating gratitude and positivity. It's not just good for you, it's good for the world. Make sure to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback keeps me going and helps others discover the power of building their stoic core. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.